Richard, what does content marketing mean to you for a state agency?
I think content marketing is about communicating the type of words and stories and advice and opinion and comment that agents would give to a seller or anyone if they were in front of them. And so content marketing is about putting that material in the places where the sellers that you don't have the privilege of a one-to-one engagement with yet can actually see them.
So that's putting all your listings out and obviously just cutting and pasting links off the Financial Times. That's content marketing. Is that content marketing?
I'm so glad you said it, because you know so many agents do that. They just dump their stock on Twitter and say, hey,
that's content.
On social media, yeah. I said, well, hold on, that's like walking into a supermarket and grabbing someone at random and saying, do you want to buy this flat at number 34 Acacia Avenue? You know, it's crazy. It alienates people. It says, we're not experts, we just list properties, you know.
They go to write them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if they are in the market and they've got them on the books anyway, they should be contacting that person about a specific property anyway. So just dumping a stock on social media is a very misguided, in my opinion, very misguided attempt at content marketing. That's not content marketing. Also, there are some syndicated news things around as well. You can just, we have all the latest news about the market. Well, it gets so automated. What if it's bad news? It doesn't make you look good. Everything I do is to make the agent look good. That's what if you're going to do content marketing, it's got to make you look good. And I always think, you know, whatever you give to somebody should be, the acid test is, if you gave it to them personally, would they thank you for it? Secondly, do they look forward to receiving the next one? And if the answer to both of those, and does it add value to their lives? If the answer is yes.
And I'd add a third, would they miss it if you stopped?
Would they miss it if you stopped? Absolutely. And that's why momentum's important as well, because you know how it is. We're all bombarded all the time now. Very appropriately, it's getting more sophisticated. We're not bombarded often with stuff we're not interested in. It's become better. But I mean, if you look at, State Agent Today, Property Industry Eye, I mean, it used to be every month, then it was every 2 weeks, then every week, then every day, now several times a day, you know. Yeah. I don't unsubscribe because a lot of it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't read them all, but I know there's another interesting one around the corner next time that it might just catch my attention and I'll click on that link.
So it's all about creating content that's going to be valuable, intriguing and interesting.
Relevant, interesting, meaningful, timely, welcomed, expert.
By your intended customer base, yeah. Which in our case is potential house sellers, and
we
landlords if you're a letting agent.
For sure. We don't know who they are, but as estate agency experts, we know every single issue that
but
could possibly...
putting our listings on, you know, all our what we've listed, that's interesting, isn't it?
Nope. Why?
Because that's what you put on the market. Okay, what about properties we've sold? Sold, look at this, look, I've sold this, it's brilliant. Okay.
Am I interested in some agent? Of course you've sold, you're a state agent. I expect you to sell something. If you tell me you've sold something, hey, it's like, oh, that seems like that's quite rare.
What about a photograph of me standing outside a sold board? That's going to be good, isn't it? That's good content, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's probably better than just the sold board. There's not enough use for the agent's photographs in there. They'd be much more interesting if you did have the agent in there. Yeah, in front of the sold. But what I'm really interested in is getting instructions. So I'm interested in appealing to people who are interested in what you have to say.
That's interesting to them.
So you may have sold that property, and that property is a bit like mine. So you're on the radar, but are you an expert? Are you convincing? Do you know what you're talking about? How do you go about doing what you're doing? And why should I give you my instruction? And when you start expressing, and their point of need is probably not now, but you've got their details. They might move in 2 years' time. So every week, every month, whenever it might be,
drip, drip, drip
with stuff that's a bit interesting to them.
I look at trying to attract homeowners and landlords. It's like trying to attract a partner. You've got to be interesting to them.
Yeah.
And
you can't just ask for business.
Well, we've all been to parties and people talk about themselves and how wonderful they are.
You can't just say, do you want to go out with me?
No.
You know?
Well, it might not be a good-looking lad like you. But
well, clearly.
but this is where I think agents go wrong. Come in a bit, Rich. Come in. They talk about themselves. They talk about their firm. They talk about their services. But people don't care.
They don't care because none of it's that innovative, interesting, engaging. They just want to work, in my view, with the charming, yes, but the charming expert, the person who really knows what he's talking about and can demonstrate why they would be the agent for them.
Well, let's be honest. If every homeowner tonight comes home and they see a branded for sale board in their street, I can guarantee everyone will get their phone out, go on to Rightmove to see what it's on the market for.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't if it was half a mile down the road or a mile down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So my intuition tells me people are interested in what's happening to the property market.
I think only up to a point, because if you get a market report...
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
There's plenty of reports that just chuck numbers out.
Yeah.
It's got to be insightful. It's got to be interesting, like written in a journalistic style, like you do.
So if I get a market report here that tells me house prices in Cheltenham have gone up by 1% in the last quarter or something, I'm thinking, so what? I'm actually not interested in moving anyway, so it's irrelevant. But if I get something from an agent that says, "Here's an overview of the Cheltenham market," but more importantly, house prices in Cheltenham have gone up by 1%, but we've managed to get a 2% increase in prices. And actually start to demonstrate some of the things that agent has done to be different and to share their expertise. So it may be a comment on the market, but I think you can only go so far with the market. It's only interesting up to a point. I think I've written about 800 articles, 800 topics that might be of interest to people. How do you tell the children you're moving? Should I withdraw my house for the summer holidays?
That's more on the emotional side, which is important because you need the emotional and the logical together.
Exactly. You want people to engage. You don't know at what stage they are in their home moving journey. Most of them are probably not moving at the moment, so we don't have to talk too much about that and not necessarily about the market. Maybe a monthly or quarterly update for sure. But other stuff about things that affect home ownership, in a rural area, something about septic tanks, maybe.
Let's be frank with the people out there viewing this. We're both content writers. But we do things slightly differently. I've got a lot of clients that use both of us, and mine tend to be more logical, fact based.
Yeah.
Still, almost.
Yeah, you do your research locally.
Times.
Yes.
Yeah, Financial Times quite.
Yeah.
And yours tend to be a lot more emotional, but you need both because humans buy on logic and emotion. I've got clients that use both of us, and the sum is greater than the parts.
Yes,
is what's the phrase?
I think your articles are more informative, and mine are more advisory, perhaps. I don't know, but the two together show when the agent is...
Well, we know we talked about Chelmsford. Mm. They use both, and they say they get both because they attract the two different types of people.
Yes, absolutely. So we don't know where people's journey is, so when it becomes their time to think about selling, then your figures become more interesting to them. But also, in the background, if they've had your figures from time to time as well, it helps position you or the agent that you're ghostwriting for, or I'm ghostwriting for, as the expert. And that's the most important.
Well, of course, because there's men and female, different people have emotions, logic. Mm. You're covering both angles, which means you're covering both faces.
A lot of my articles are also, because I do quite a lot of research with my clients first to find out exactly what style of agency they are. So it may well be, if they're an agent that doesn't have a long period of sole agency, I think we've mentioned a couple of times in these videos, there'd be an article about that whole concept when choosing an agent, why you shouldn't go with an agent who ties you into a long period of sole agency. Maybe if you're on both Rightmove and Zoopla, you'd have a thing saying why you need an agent that has both of those. Mm-hmm. So lots of stuff about the nitty-gritty of agency that should not be shrouded in secrecy but brought to the front in a transparent way. So a lot of articles are based on those types of things.
I agree.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, thank you very
evaluation
much. Is there anything else you want to add about content marketing?
I think it's one of those things that there is no option now. You absolutely have to do it, because when all agents apparently do more or less the same sort of thing, you're being judged on who you are. And a lot of agents say, "Oh, we've got a great reputation, we focus on referrals." And I say, "Well, it's all very well, but it's not very good, because actually, if you're in a town, where are we, Cheltenham, 120,000 people, how many people have had the experience of your and the pleasure of your great service? Maybe 1,000 people. Okay, so that's 1,000 people who say they'd recommend you, and 119,000 people who have no opinion about you whatsoever."
Well, it's interesting. You said that all agents act the same, so really the thing that distinguishes you is your words.
Absolutely.
Or do the same.
Do more or less the same sort of product, if you like. It's the words you say. who you are rather than what you do. Mm-hmm. And it's those 119,000 people who don't really have much idea of what you do who need to be influenced. And that's where a wonderful facility we've got called Social Media.
It's amazing. So many doors.
Oh, yeah. One more thing on content, sorry. Some agents are pulling away from the local paper, in which case they're kind of becoming a bit invisible from the people who do actually still read that. But replace that with hard copy newsletter. I've got a number of agents who send out 10,000 to the same addresses every single month. They swear by it. Yeah.
So fill it full of good content.
Yeah.
Not just full of properties.
Yeah. Properties as well, but content. Good. Yeah.
Richard, you're still. Cheers.